What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take that look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Second Court of Criminal Cases sentenced Adolfo Chichi de Obarrio, former private secretary of former Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli, to 120 months in prison. The court in charge of Agueda Renteria declared de Obarrio criminally responsible, who currently lives in Milan in Italy, as the author of the crime against the economic order in the form of money laundering in the Blue Apple case. As an accessory penalty, the court imposed on de Obarrio the payment of $5,091,486.92, which must be paid within 24 months to the National Treasury once the main sentence is served. Now, according to the judicial branch, this amount is equivalent to twice the economic benefit received and duly quantified. And, as stated in conviction number 3 of the 10th of March of 2023, the court declared proven that de Obarrio was the final beneficiary of large sums of money that were delivered to them mostly in cash, which came from the crime of corruption, product of state projects. The investigation of this case began back in 2017 and consists of 369 volumes. The process was opened after it was revealed that state contractors bribed high-ranking officials to keep millionaire contracts for public works. PRD Deputy Kyra Harding said on Monday that she does not feel that the appointment of Juana Herrera as Minister of Women, instead of the now former director of the National Institute of Women, INAMU, that's Nelis Herrera, has been a bill pass towards her by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo. We don't feel this as political. The President, that's President Cortizo, has the constitutional power to name whoever he wants, Harding said in an appearance before the media. The deputy took the opportunity to call on ministers, directors of institutions or middle managers to stop pressurizing officials with their positions for political issues. Stop threatening staff with the issue of dismissals, sanctions, transfers, she added. Harding was accompanied by Nelly Serrera, former director of INAMU, who assured that she has already fulfilled her job and leaves. She had initially said that she would stay in other functions and that this resignation from the position would be from the 15th of March. I'm not a minister of the new women's portfolio. By choice, my decision was not to accept the position and they can say whatever they want, said Herrera. Do not mess with me or my family. I did my name, added the former director of INAMU, while showing her satisfaction at the appointment of Juana Herrera as Minister of Women. In the midst of internal campaigns of his party, Democratic Change, the CD party, the mayor of Capira and cousin of Deputy Yanibel Abrego, Jorge Ramos, receives an injection of $400,000 for donations, with endorsement of the heads of the comptrollership, Gerardo Solis, of the National Decentralization Authority, Edward Mosley, Ibarra Gonzalez, and the municipal council of that district, Panama Oeste, Abrego's right hand also managed to authorize a change of use of the money. The approved funds were to acquire a farm, but now they will be invested in economic support, food, stoves, and refrigerators. This happens just at a time when Abrego wants to snatch the presidency of CD from Romelu Roux, and at the gates of the celebration of the internal elections to choose conventionals and presidents for the secretaries of women and youth on the 19th of March. The extra credit received by the mayor was approved through municipal agreement number 2922 of October the 18th of 2022, but did not enter into force until it was promulgated in the official gazette, and that occurred on the 5th of January of this year. The funds, which represent a quarter of the 2023 budget, had initially been raised to acquire a farm, a finca, as it's known. Now they will move on to the line of donations, which is how economic support is called, to pay for funerals and buy food, stoves and refrigerators. In October 2021, Ramos was denounced for the alleged commission of crimes against the public administration and against the economic order because he was an official on leave with a salary of $3,304 a month in the National Assembly, where he was paid as a driver assigned to the Abrego office. He was one of the local authorities, including mayors, representatives and alternates, who had double salaries until the middle of last year, when the comptroller, Solis, compelled by a ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice, ordered the suspension of the payment of these licences. As of the afternoon of Sunday, that's the 12th of March, Minera Panama, a subsidiary of First Quantum, had dispatched two vessels loaded with copper concentrate that it kept in storage. Michael Camacho, director of the Union of Workers of Minera Panama, confirmed that the company had already reactivated processing operations that had been suspended since February the 23rd, when the maximum storage level was reached, 10,000 tons of copper concentrate. On Friday, the 10th of March, Minera Panama reported that the Panama Maritime Authority had annulled the suspension it had decreed on the 26th of January. This was on the operations of the port of Punta Rincón, determining that the mining company had not demonstrated that it had certifications of the scales installed on the belts that transport the material to the vessels. The leader of the union, Utrampia, said that the union signed an agreement with the company so that each worker works a period of 4 hours of overtime per day until the end of March. In addition to trying to recover the time that the mine was paralysed, the agreement seeks to compensate for the decrease in the number of personnel who will be working on the Cobre Panama project. Camacho says that 2,300 workers were sent on vacation for 15 days, a process that took place before the 8th of March. On that day, the mine and the government reached an agreement on the final text of the new contract. For an amount of $231.6 million, the director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, signed a contract for the supply, complete adaption of the imaging area, installation and commissioning of imaging equipment in the radiology departments of the 62 health facilities it has in the country. The contract was signed by the Teleradiology Consortium formed by the companies Telecomunicaciones Digitales S.A. and Biomedical Support and Systems, Inc., which will be responsible for installing and commissioning the equipment, as well as the improvements, configuration and maintenance of the Integrated Diagnostic Imaging Information System for a period of 72 months. The bidding process to renovate the Technological Park of Radiology and Imaging Equipment began in July of last year, with the publication in Panama Compra of the tender, which then had a reference price of $189 million. The CSS signed the contract after it was awarded on the 27th of January. The selected consortium was the only one that submitted an economic proposal that was on the 12th of October of last year. On the subject, the National Director of Purchases of the CSS, Ana Patricia Cuestas, insists that the bidding process was handled with transparency. She added that all the processes that the law indicates for the pertinent purposes were complied with. In this institution, we act with total transparency and honesty in each of the public acts, she said. For her part, Lily Espino de Wang, National Coordinator of Radiology and Teleradiology of the CSS, indicated that this is an exceptional project because there will be resonance equipment in each province. There will be high-level computed tomography equipment in the different hospital facilities nationwide, and even in the metro area, three tomography equipments will be equipped with the polyclinics of Betania, San Francisco, and Jose Joaquim Vallarino, Simón Díaz. And that's it. That's our look. There's our look for this morning. Some of those stories in the local news compiled for you here on The Breakfast Show.